This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. Brian Berkowitz here from New York with my friend Rich Baum from
La Ventana, Mexico. Still here. I have another couple of weeks, then I'm back to the heavy-duty grind in Sacramento. But yeah, things are great, man. I've been went out kiteboarding this today and went out for 3 hours and rode the wild wind, 35-mile-an-hour winds, and it was awesome. And we've just been having the best January and February in history, so it's been great.
I aspire to live your life one day.
Well, you know, you can come down and you know, it's we'll do a podcast on that sometime, how to make that swing. And yeah. I'll see if I can actually justify it and tell you how to make it work. It's still a work in progress.
But, yeah.
I'm an old guy, man. Anyway,
that'll be fun though. Maybe next winter. I can't do it obviously this winter, but maybe next winter.
We would do a couple of podcasts from down here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be fun. Awesome. All right, well, let's not waste any time kibitzing, as you like to say, for any of our friends out there that know Yiddish, and let's get on to a quick word from HD Photo Hub. Provide your clients with the convenience of online ordering and scheduling. With HD Photo Hub's new smart scheduling system built specifically for real estate photography businesses, with HD Photo Hub, you'll save precious admin time with an all-in-one system to deliver your images, videos, 3D scans, and property marketing kits, along with built-in client invoicing, order management, photography payroll, and so much more. Check out
Ryan, that was fantastic.
I'm not done yet.
Oh God, I ruined it.
Check out hdphotohub.com to find out more. So now that Rich,
hdphotohub.com, that was great, Brian. You know what? After 4 years, we're finally getting the knack of this. You know
exactly. Maybe I'll know it by heart one day. I don't have to read it.
Not a chance with me. Yeah. Anyways, so what's going on, man? What do we got going on today?
Yeah, so we got a good guest, somebody who I've met and chatted with, but someone who you know personally. So I'll let you introduce him.
We met through a mutual friend, a business associate, Vince Calora from VHT. It's VHT, right? And he has a young man that works with him, one of his photographers, Mark Gutierrez. And Mark lives in Chicago, I think. And I'll just let it over there. But the last little bit of tidbit was Mark joined us for one of my workshops about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, but one of my workshops, and Vince and Mark came there, and I think they were just trying to see how different methods of educating and teaching, and I'll let him tell you. So, hey, Mark, welcome to our podcast.
How you doing, Rich? Brian, thanks for having me on. Yeah, obviously I know who Rich was. Everybody knows who Rich is. And Vince and I were talking about going to the workshop, and we thought it was a great idea, great opportunity to learn. For me, it was to learn how to educate a little bit, and obviously how to shoot, get some tips and tricks on how to shoot some better real estate photography.
That was a nice location, wasn't it?
Oh, it was beautiful. And it was beautiful. A really fun group, really nice. Mm-hmm. Everything was really laid back, you know, really good time.
Yeah. This was out by you in California?
Yeah, in Auburn, California, just about 30, 40 minutes from my house, up in the foothills of the Sierras in the Auburn wine country. And this was a beautiful home called Stonehouse Mount Vernon. And it was a custom-made home and just gorgeous. I ended up doing like 10 workshops there because it was just so beautiful, convenient, and perfect sizing. So
nice. Yeah. We have a Mount Vernon here in New York, New Jersey.
The real one.
The real one, exactly. With a, there's a good, I'm going to go off track for a second, but there's a good documentary it used to be on HBO Max called Class Action Park.
Oh, there was this, I love that documentary.
You saw it?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it twice.
Oh, okay. So Action Park is in Mount Vernon, New Jersey. And I went there as a kid growing up all my life. Getting injured and hurt and everything. But for those who want to know what I'm talking about, go watch Class Action Park. It is an incredible documentary about this water park that used to be in Mount Vernon, New Jersey. That was probably the most dangerous water park I've ever been to in my life. And I survived and I'm here to tell the story, but it is fantastic. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark, and maybe a brief history and what's going on.
I work for VHT. Been working there, it'll be 10 years in April. I started doing real estate photography as my second endeavor into professional photography. I got into it late in life. I started off in the lowest point of photography you could find, school photography, shooting little kids and sports. And it really isn't a terrible job, except for the fact it's a dying industry.
It's better than JCPenney's, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably. At least you're not in the same place every day. But I learned a lot, because what had happened at the company I was with, there was a lot of retired photographers that were very successful early in their career. And so I just picked their brains every day. Every day I learned a little bit more, asked a lot of stupid questions that they rolled their eyes at, that I understand why they were rolling their eyes. But it was a really good experience. Did that for about 3 years. And then this opportunity with VHT came up, and I figured I'd give it a shot.
But because you're not 32 years old, maybe you are, but you're probably not 32. What did you do before that? You were a photographer.
How long's the podcast? What haven't I done? Yeah. I can go through the list real quick.
What is the wildest thing you've ever made money doing? Well, that we can talk about.
I used to own a roller rink.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Interesting. You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You got tired of making no money and footing the bills, so you went into photography.
So yeah, that was probably the one that people think, wow, that would be a pretty cool job. And it was. It was a great job. Actually, I owned the business, but I didn't own the building, and the building went up for sale. So that's how I got out of it. So but I've done things. I was in engineering. I worked in engineering for a while, a long while. Started out as a draftsman. So that's kind of what fueled the artistic side. Mm-hmm. I can't draw or paint, but now I shoot photography. So.
And what is your type of photography that you do for VHT?
Real estate. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, just tell the audience. Yeah. I wanted to know a little bit more about that, what you're doing.
Real estate photography. And I've been very fortunate. When I joined VHT almost 10 years ago, two people that were pretty established in our market left the company at the same time. So one of the rare things about VHT is that we're allowed to build our own client base under their umbrella. So once you work with an agent, if they like you, they just make you their preferred photographer. So I was fortunate enough to get in a position where these two people leaving opened the door. And fortunately enough, it's a pretty affluent market where I'm at. So
you're in Chicago, right? Or right outside of Chicago?
Just outside, about 25 miles outside of Chicago.
Oh, nice. I was in Chicago 3 times this year for shoots. I should we should have got together. I was there last month and it was brutal. I was in and out. It was like 6 degrees. It was the worst. But I was also back in October and November. I was there for 2 quick shoots in and out. But in the suburbs, also a little bit north of Chicago, is
okay.
Nice there.
Yeah.
Also in the more affluent neighborhoods. Beautiful though.
Yeah. You were probably pretty far up north or north side of the city.
Yeah, I was in Glencoe.
Yeah, that's pretty affluent.
Somewhere else around there, north something.
Northbrook.
Yeah. So nice. Well,
I wouldn't have been around last month. Last month I was in Sweden. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably even colder than Chicago.
It was. No?
Right. You're married. You're married to a Swede, right?
I'm engaged. We're getting married. Engaged. We're getting married.
You were together when we did the workshop, though, right?
Yeah, we've been together 11 years.
Oh boy.
So we're getting married in Sweden in August.
So Mark, what is the typical house you're shooting? And will one day like me, 8 out of 10 days, I'll shoot something in the $750,000 to $3 million, $5 million house. But then two days a week, I'll be getting a pig that needs a little lipstick on it. What are you shooting out there? Are you primarily doing the...
That's primarily what my business model looks like. Also, I would say most of my houses are in that 500, 600, 700,000 range. Once a week, I'll get something, 2-3 million. and followed by that $190,000 condo, you know, that needs help. But to me, you know, it's more about the agent than it is about the house. Yeah. You know, the agent that understands the value, the agent that's going to be willing to spend, you know, on quality photography and work with my schedule. You know, I many times it's the ones in the midpoint range and the one that does the lower amount of volume that is the one that kind of appreciates us the most.
And this is a perfect segue into, you and I had a conversation a day or so ago that was very on point to what I think we'd like to talk about today. And you said that your agents, you know, you do it for the agents. And if they happen to get, you know, some agents just will do for a friend of a friend or something, they'll do a real low end, just something that's completely different than their normal MO. But they value, that's the word, key word of the day, ding, 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 value. They value having really good photography because it's their brand. Right. It is something that they want. They have to even have the worst house on the market. They need it to look as good as it can because it has to be in there with all their other work. So talk to us, talk to me or talk to us about what we kind of talked about and value, and also segue into what we talked about with your speaking engagement and things like that. Would you?
Well, you know, it is about branding and almost as important is consistency. Consistency in their branding is very important to a lot of my agents. And a lot of my new agents that I get to work with, I'm able to educate them in the value of that right away. They understand that, you know, what they do in this shoot is going to help attract the next 3 or 4 or 5 shoots. And that's at all price points, you know. So that's what I try to educate them on, and fellow photographers. I've been fortunate enough with VHT that they support, they've taken me on to help educate a lot of photographers. And what I've learned is that I can educate all the photographers to work exactly the way I do. But if we don't get out and do a better job educating the agents, I'm going to have a lot of photographers sitting around beating their head against the wall because the agents just don't quite get it. So I try to go into offices whenever I can, talk to their marketing managers, talk to the office managers, and explain to them the value of quality photography, the multiple uses of it, and how it can help them with the upcoming listings, not just the selling of this house. So,
and who set up the speaking engagement? Did you instigate this? How did that happen?
It all started out with me just going in and knocking on doors, and then after doing it a few times, asking VHT, is that okay to do that? I'm pretty good about asking for forgiveness after I try something. But VHT has been very supportive.
The motto to live by.
Yeah. Right?
Better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
But VHT has been very good, especially since after, you know, year two, year three, when they realized I was not trying to build Mark Gutierrez's brand to take a bunch of agents away. I have no desire to start my own thing. I understand the value VHT brings. And I feel that they treat me very fairly. And so it's been mutually beneficial.
I want to, I guess, stop for a second because, you know, what you just said, there's so much value to that I think is underestimated as far as presenting to agents, not only for their education, but also for booking more work, because I do my fair share of that also out here on Long Island. Every time I present it, it leads to more work, to more clients every single time. And that's a great, easy way to get in with the brokerages. Or for me, for instance, I present a lot with IDS, which is Interior Design Society, which is, they have chapters all over the country. I think there's 13 or 14 chapters. Long Island happens to be the biggest one. And, you know, through networking, I've become friendly with the president. And I presented there a few times, and every time I present to the group of designers, it leads to one or two clients that come out of it. And I'm presenting upcoming in May about copyright and trying to educate a lot of the designers with the laws for that. And obviously part of it is to educate, but obviously my end goal is to meet and network more people and book more jobs. So I think that's a good takeaway from this for people is to go speak to brokerages and find a topic that you want to teach on, whether it's copyright or whether it's, like you said, Mark, the importance of using your images for branding versus actually selling the listing. And go in and tell them you want to present for 20 minutes and don't make it sound like you're trying to, you know, get clients, you know, make it sound like you're trying to just help people and educate, and you're just trying to spread the word and do good for everyone all around in the industry. And you'd be surprised at what that will lead to. And, you know, you're a perfect example, Mark.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because one of the drawbacks or one of the problems we have is that photographers are not, they don't really want to be salespeople. They really don't. I mean, at least the group that I know, they just, and I know myself, I've tried sales in the past and I'm terrible at it, but I love to educate. And I try to explain that there is a difference. When I go into an office presentation, I go in and say, listen, you guys all know I'm from VHT. And many of you, some of you I shoot for, 95% of you, we're not going to probably be a good fit, but I'm here to educate you. I'm not here to talk to you about pricing or anything like that. I'm here to talk to you about the value of photography. And, you know, it's, to me, that's the much better way to go about it. And I explained to them, listen, you don't have to do this. Whoever you're with, if you're with a photographer you love, that's great. Stay with them. I don't even care if it's one of our competitors, stay with them, but you better start to expect this. And I go through the stuff that I shoot, and I go through the quality, and I go through the expectations, and I go through that. And I said, because if you don't expect it, if you don't start to appreciate this, this is what you're going up against in listing presentations.
Yeah. And it's part of it. You know, like you said, no one likes to go into these sales meetings, but, you know, as photographers who, you know, either own our own businesses or have to book our own jobs, in your case, Mark, like you have to go out and you have to find this work, unfortunately. You know, we obviously all just want to create art all day and take pictures and create pictures all day, but that's not possible. And I also think that's the biggest step for people when they're building their business. And I'm kind of going off a little bit, but when you're a photographer or even an artist, that you're an entrepreneur and photography is just your gateway to get there. And once you realize that and you start treating it more like a business, you'll grow tremendously. Photography is just what you happen to do, but you're a business owner. You know, right. It's like, there's a quote that Tony Hsieh is the founder of Zappos. And he said in a podcast I listened to a couple of years back, and I always remember this quote. He said, Zappos is just a customer service business that happens to sell shoes. And, you know, it's similar to what we're doing. You know, we're running a business, but we happen to do photography. That's our gateway to make money. So, you know, like you said, it's part of it. You got to do the sales, you got to go in, you got to hustle and do all that stuff that nobody wants to do.
Well, I also occasionally will go in and talk to the colleges, the local colleges around here, photography students at the colleges. And that's the first thing I tell them. I'm like, you better understand business. I mean, your work here, some of you students, your work is amazing. Some of you understand lighting better than I do. Some of you understand Photoshop better than I do. Some of you, you know, you might be more qualified as a overall photographer than I am. None of you could service my clients. And I could tell you right now, if you don't understand business and if you don't understand how to, you know, market yourself, sell yourself, price yourself right, you're going to be the most talented photographer at Starbucks. You know,
preaching, brother. You know what? And everybody out there needs to know, you know, there's so much discussion now in the groups about outsourcing and how to save time and how to save, you know, it's spend money to save money. I think that's all great. But I think that there's this attitude that, you know, it's just low end stuff, not aspiring because it's not appropriate to them now. But I find this is the time when you're getting going and you're trying to get those big clients, unless you don't want to grow and expand, which is quite all right, too. But when you start getting those big clients, you're going to need to step up your game and you're going to need to just be there when you need to do it. So, you know, I think that you've got to look at the big picture. Don't look at with blinders on going, you know, if I make this money per hour because it takes me forever to do this, I might as well work at McDonald's. Well, that's the way it might be right now. but it certainly gets faster, easier, and you're going to get better and make more money, and you do much cooler projects, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And you start to build, you know, you start to build relationships with agents, and you start to look forward to working with specific agents. And, mm-hmm. you know, especially in my position, 10 years in, I pick and choose who I work with. So, you know, it's not like, well, VHT still sends me work through referrals and things like that. But it's I would say 85% of the people I work with are just repeat customers that I've been with for years.
Yeah. And how many, if somebody called up today, one of your good clients or whatever, how many days are out are you usually? What's your schedule like?
Oh, I can usually get them in, you know, within 2 days, 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I can say that now, even though I'm shooting bigger homes and I'm doing services like 3D tours and floor plans, my time frame is actually tighter because I'm a little more selective who I'm working with. So where, you know, 7 years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I was shooting for everybody, everywhere, anywhere I can get a job, no matter what the size of the job, no matter who the agent was. And I was doing almost twice as many houses a year as I am now.
Well, tell us, I remember some staggering amount of houses you did when we met at the workshop. How many houses have you done in a year?
Well, there were 3 years in a row. I did 1,500 houses, over 1,500 houses a year. Mm-hmm. And now this past year with COVID and with me cutting back, and I'm sure I'll even do less this year, I think I did 800, 850. Yeah.
Jeez, man, all the power.
Which
to
is
you.
Still a lot.
It is a lot, but when you start to break it down and, you know, like I don't edit, I don't have to ever pick up the phone and call somebody for a payment. I get paid every 2 weeks. You know, I'm not chasing people for a payment. I'm not, you know, the marketing I do for myself is more the marketing I'm doing for trying to raise the bar for photography across the board. It's not like I'm running out there and really hustling to get more business for myself. It's more to create that knowledge within agents so that they want the better photography and hopefully they remember me.
Great. Well, listen, I want to break in for just a second to give a little shout out to our wonderful, sponsor iGUIDE. And we love our sponsors. We've had the same sponsors on for almost the whole time we've been doing this podcast. So we believe in them. And are you looking to expand your real estate photography business? Stand out from the crowd by offering 3D tours, accurate room measurements, square footage calculations, and professionally drafted floor plans, all from the click of a button with the state-of-the-art iGUIDE camera system. Get your first 5 standard iGUIDEs up to 3,000 square feet free by adding the code shooting spaces in the referral section at camera purchase. So please go visit goiguide.com to learn more. That's goiguide.com. And I just want to say we both now are iGUIDE, the Theta Z, the new, what's the name of the new platform, Brian?
Planix. Did you get
yours yet? It's sitting at home in a box, and I'm going to open it up on March 7th and start pushing the new iGUIDEs out there.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
It's going to be a nice revenue source for you.
I'm going to need a lot of help there. So,
I have 2 videos on my new course on how to use the Planix and how to use it on a shoot. So
wait, what course is that?
So go buy my course, Rich.
What course?
I'll give you a discount.
What is it called?
Commercial Real Estate.
Hint, hint, Brian.
Let's not plug the course now. We're in the middle of a conversation. We'll get back to plugging the course after.
Okay.
But, you know, we started actually talking at the end right before we did the read about some of the methods and the way you work, being, I guess, a quote unquote employee for VHT. And I want to go into that and dive a little deeper because there's a lot of misnomers out there about working for a big box company. I worked for a big box company when I started and eventually had to get out because they were just lowering and lowering and lowering the rates and I just couldn't hack it anymore. And you made it sound like a vacation. I mean, you shoot 800 homes, but like you said, no editing. So you get home at 5, 6 o'clock and you're done. and no billing and no invoicing. You just get a check every 2 weeks or whatever it is. So it sounds like a pretty decent deal for some people. So let's dive into that a little bit. I guess you're in the group, so you see what people are saying about the big box stores. Just let's talk about your experience working with VHT first off. I don't want to say VHT specifically, but just working for, you know, a bigger box store and why it's so positive and you can be successful doing it versus all the, you know, the negative stuff we hear out there.
It's pretty interesting because, like you said, I used to try to defend the big box stores on those pages, and I stopped a long time ago. Because it's just never ending. Because everybody's had a terrible experience. But take big box out of the conversation. And just say real estate photography in general. It almost seems like if you go on to those pages, they've gotten away from bashing the big box stores, and they just bash the industry itself, and say that you can't make any money at it. You got to figure out a way to get out of it and go into something else. And that seems to be the case. So for me, I look at it like,
I think the reason for that, I'm going to interrupt you for a second, is because a lot of people that come to real estate photography from other genres of photography, whether it be portrait, weddings, whatever the case is, real estate photography is a fairly low paying gig, per gig basis. So when you come from shooting a portrait session where you just made $2,000 for your portrait session, and then you go out and you're doing, you know, you're spending an hour and a half shooting and another hour and a half editing, and you're coming away with $200, people are like, oh yeah, you can't really make a living doing this.
No, you're absolutely right. But then you're also comparing $2,000. You're not talking, those $2,000 portrait shoots are not being done by people just starting out in the industry.
Correct.
Same thing with real estate photography. I mean, you can, whether you're an independent, nothing to do with tied into a big company, or whether you're working with our company, you start somewhere and you build it from there. You know, whether you're out hustling on your own and you're getting, you know, say you're getting $200 a job, but you got to go out there and hustle. You got to go out there, sell yourself. You got to do the editing. You got to do all that. If you don't treat it as a business individually, you're going to be stuck there for a long time, you know. And it's the same thing within VHT. And I can only talk about VHT. I mean, I've heard things, and I do my research about some of our competitors, some good, some bad, some equal. I'm more familiar with some of the mid-level photographers that have several people working under them locally, and I'm friends with most of them. You can kind of just build it as however you want, either under VHT or as an independent. Now, VHT specifically, they give us a good avenue to build up. They allow us to, like I said, build working relationships with our agents, where some of our competitors don't. They don't want you communicating directly with the agent because they're afraid you're going to steal them. And VHT, I think, has the mindset, you know, if we make it good enough, we don't have, if we make working here good enough, people won't want to leave. And we don't have a lot of people that leave, you know, and maybe they're only looking they may be looking for different things than what I'm looking for. So we have a lot of photographers. Some of them, they don't work, you know, they may work a few days a week, or they may have a tighter schedule to work because they've got, you know, other responsibilities. And some of us that, like myself, that's old, I, you know, my kids are old and grown. I this is it, 7 days a week, 24/7. I mean, I work quite a bit.
Oh boy. And you're slowing down. You went from 50, almost half your amount of listings.
Yeah. I mean, I say I work 7 days a week, but I mean, I make myself available, and it works around whatever other things I do. Trust me. I travel a lot. I do a lot of other things. I do a lot. So,
in 2 years, you'll be with Rich in Mexico for the winters.
No, I would never be with Rich in Mexico, and I'll tell you why. I don't speak a word of Spanish. Look like this and go around Mexico and have to explain to everybody that you don't speak Spanish.
With Gutierrez as the last name?
Yeah, with Gutierrez as the last name. Exactly. It's a long trip, let me tell you.
Well, trust me, you can get along fine. Fine people speak English pretty muscle manus, but yeah, anyway. That is fantastic, though. I really was impressed, though, Mark, and I could see this is how you get, you meet, you get, and then you win them over your clients, you know, your really good clients, because you're always dressed nicely. That's something that I wouldn't even say I'm doing all the time consistently. But your work ethic is second to none. And you are on time, early, responsible, reliable. Tell some of our newer photographers listening, what are some things you would say to new photographers to really help them to get better clients?
Just like when we expect from our agents, we want them to be consistent. We need to be consistent, you know, and everything that we do. I mean, I run my business. I try to run my business very consistently. And I learned early on that, you know, I have some really big agents, and I can't treat them any different than I do the other agents, because they go back into the office, they talk to one another, and you don't want to get that reputation of treating different people different ways. So I'm very consistent how I treat all my agents. They get the same, and that's what I tell them. I'm like, listen, if you work with me, you're going to get the same value as that agent that's selling, you know, $200,000 to $200 million a year, and you haven't sold a house yet. So I don't do anything any different. I don't use any other equipment. I don't come dressed any differently. I don't treat it any differently. You know, it's all the same.
And let me ask you, we don't usually go into too much of the technical, but I'd like to know, what is your photographic technique? Are you doing HDR? Are you doing full ambient? What are you doing? What kind of gear are you using?
The Canon R5. I carry I like tilt shift lenses. So I use an 11 to 24, the Canon 11 to 24. And then I use a 24 millimeter tilt. I have a 17 millimeter tilt and I have a 50 millimeter tilt.
Mm-hmm. Like the R5, huh? It's a beast.
It is a beast.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's very nice. But that's what I use. We do bracketing and then I just send it all right into VHD.
So you're not using flash even?
No.
It's great.
A lot of our photographers do, but with the range on that R5, I've been just not even using flash.
Sure. Look, I mean, when I shoot most of my commercial real estate, I do the same thing. It's all just brackets. And, you know, I show my method in the course we spoke about. There's with that much dynamic range, there's no need to. And I would say when I'm shooting, probably 9 times out of 10, I use one image to edit. You know, when I shoot for Gucci now, for instance, all these stores that I'm shooting, all these retail stores, I'm editing off one single image because the dynamic range in these R5s is insane. And I'll go on site and I'll bracket, but I can't even tell you the last time I've used anything but that one single image. Now I'm also going into spots that are perfectly lit and they're lit for retail. So obviously it's easier. I'm not going to be ignorant to that fact, but yes, the dynamic range in these cameras nowadays are so incredible that you can pull so much out of these files. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The challenge to me though, because last year I started doing a little HDR, sending my files in for specific types of houses, and mainly I was curious about outsourcing, and then I was curious to find an outsourcer that I liked. So in case I needed it, I've got it, and I found that it works for certain situations. I never do brackets outdoors because it just always seems to look really bad, but. You've got an advantage, Mark, because you are dealing with an editing, I assume they're sending it overseas and you've got all your photographers are sending to the same company, same outsourcer. So you've got this ability to really have reign on command on getting the best work and consistent work.
Right.
But for me, it's been a real challenge. And the main challenge is, especially down here in Mexico, the colors of the walls. I mean, like yellow behind me, but next to it will be purple and green and you name it, all in the same room. It is just really hard to deal with. And how do you deal with very tough lighting? I mean, very tough color situations. Do your editors just know what to do, or is that a problem sometimes?
It is a problem sometimes. And I don't know if it's because I don't work with the editors. I mean, we send it into VHT. That's another totally different department that works with that. But, you know, we that could be attributed to the different color casts, or it could be attributed to all of a sudden we get that new editor on his first day. So we'll have issues occasionally, but VHT is really good about taking care of that. I always tell my agents, if you have an issue with color tone or if you have an issue with something, don't call me. Call VHT, because all you're doing by calling me is you're going to create another loop, another step in the process that, you know, I may tell them, I may get an image. I learned early on, I get an image back and say, hey, listen, this is to this color or this color. And then they change it. And then the agent gets it and it's like, no, I don't like this. I like it better the other way. Or they want it to go back. So I've decided that, you know what, I'm going to take myself out of that circle. You know, mm-hmm. if it starts to become a big issue where I have agents complaining all the time, then we'll have to address it. But I really don't. I mean, my agents are pretty happy with what they're getting from VHT.
So what you just said, what you just said made me think of something which we spoke about before we started recording, but I don't think we really went into detail here or touched upon it. You work for VHT, but you have your own studio, quote unquote, name and your own brand, and you're able to push that. So how does that dynamic work? You know, exactly.
Again, it was really just done just to create an individual separation. You know, I always say I only work with VHT, but this is me under VHT's umbrella. I don't shoot for it. I never shoot anything under, it's called Epic Homes Photography. I never shoot anything independently under that. It's just something for me to use more for marketing. I have the freedom then to create, you know, like I've created a brochure, a simple brochure that explains how I shoot or what's important to me when I shoot, and what a little bio, not only about me though, about me and about VHT. And it allows me to do that kind of stuff without like having to have VHT put it together. I put it together myself. Just different marketing things, you know, I can do to help. And don't get me wrong, I talk to Vince all the time and I talk to people at VHT all the time to make sure, you know, on stuff like that, I'll pass it by them before I start using it. You know, that's not something I necessarily want to get, ask for forgiveness. I kind of want to say, so they realize that I'm not trying to do anything behind their backs. But even something as simple as a Facebook page, an Instagram page, all that stuff, it's a place for me to send all that stuff under my name. For all my agents to see. So that's mainly where it started from, was to have a Facebook page and an Instagram page under Epic Homes that I can send agents to see the work.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if someone's going to go and shoot for a quote unquote big box, you know, a layout like this is kind of the way to go. I mean, when I used to shoot for the big box, it was actually very similar to this, where I would book my own schedule. I would deal with the agents directly. If there were ever referrals, I would do everything. I would handle it all my own. And then I would go out, I shoot, and I upload it to them every night. And they'd pay me, like you said, every 2 weeks. So they would handle all the billing to the clients, but I was doing all the scheduling and I was dealing with that. So I was free to kind of work as much or as little as I wanted. But all the billing and everything else was just kind of hands off. So it's kind of like the perfect middle ground. If you're going to want to shoot on your own or take all the headache off of the editing and the invoicing side.
Yeah.
But are you allowed to shoot on your own if things come up or?
Yes, we are. We're allowed to shoot on our own, not real estate, okay. But anything else. I mean, even I know we can go in and do some commercial work, you know, things that VHT really doesn't market heavily to. Especially not for an account they may be working with, but we're free to do that other stuff also. And many of our photographers do. Many of our photographers are doing other things, especially outside of the real estate industry. We've got the gamut, you know.
Well, sounds like you've got pretty much your time filled up anyway, though. You're probably not looking for too many other gigs, are you?
Actually, it seems like I'm on the Rich work schedule. The longer I'm with this company, it seems like the more free time I have.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely, I'm not saying I'm going out to pasture, but I'm definitely getting more education more in the direction of teaching and education and less shooting. And I'm enjoying it. And I've got just my core agents that, keep me pretty busy. So,
well, you put in your time, Rich. It's all well deserved.
Put in my time. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing 3 to 5 Twilight shoots a week usually. And that's, you know, that's a lot when you've done Twilight, you know, it's very involved and very time consuming, but I love it. And it's all part of what I do. So, you know,
love it in the summer bottom line is, at 9:30 at night.
Okay. Yeah. But I really though, I just love what I do. I love photography down here in Mexico, man. I'm shooting camera every day. Nice. And I'm just enjoying it, and it's great. So yeah, awesome. Anything else we want to bring up, Brian? I know we're running a little bit short.
No, before we sign off, I'm going to say a quick word from PhotoUp. We all know that PhotoUp is the leader in real estate photo editing, but did you also know that they offer video editing, virtual staging, property websites, photo delivery, dedicated editors, and more? Someone's phone's dinging. Having all your real estate marketing under one roof helps streamline your workflow so you can spend more time shooting spaces and less time behind your computer. Visit photoup.net/shootingspaces or click the PhotoUp link on our Shooting Spaces website to receive a $100 discount on your first full month of PhotoUp services. And make sure to mention Shooting Spaces when you sign up to receive 10 free credits to try out any PhotoUp service. Again, visit photoup.net/shootingspaces. Cool. Well, Mark, thank you for coming on. Are you going to hopefully come back to Vegas this year?
I think so.
I mean, we're still like 9 months away, so it's hard to say, but...
It's kind of hard not to. I mean, it is a fun time. And we always end up sending like 20, 25 people from around the country. We get a chance to see each other. It's almost like a little mini VHT conference for us. So we really enjoy it. You know?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Before you signed on today, Rich and I were actually talking about Vegas and or the conference. And we said what most people fail to realize is, you know, as great as the presenters and the everything else is and how the educational part of it, you know, so much more goes into just the fact that everyone's just together hanging out and, you know, just, you know, all these colleagues, you know, nowadays when everything is online and we all sort of know each other from the internet, just to see each other and meet up once a year and just, you know, eat and hang out and drink and party and have fun. It's a whole different vibe. It's fun.
It is. It's a good time. We miss you this year, Rich.
Rich, you better be there, Rich.
I'm committing to be there next year, or this year, later this year. It was just not in the ballpark, not in the cards for me this year. But I did miss it, I promise you. And it was really, really so much fun. And I've been really lucky to meet so many of these photographers through various, like my workshops and things like that. But most photographers almost never get to meet anybody that does what they do. And it is really an extraordinary experience. And it was just so much fun to meet your whole crew and all the sponsors' crews and drinks with all your buddies and friends. And the, you know, it's really, really a unique experience. So I'm definitely going to be there in 2022.
Great.
Awesome. Well, Mark, thanks for coming on. You have an Instagram, I know that, where people can see some of your work. You want to plug some of that stuff?
It's the same, Epic Homes Photography. I have it on Facebook and on Instagram both. I kind of use that just to kind of post a lot of the tours that I do, a place to let the agents get a little more exposure. It's nice. They seem to enjoy it. They always ask me, are you going to put this one on? Are you going to put that one on? You know? And I don't even know if when we were at your workshop, Rich, I have several tattoos and of houses I've shot. And
it's freaking bizarre, Mark, but you're like me, man. We love, although I don't have any tattoos of anything. So, but you have a camera on your arm. Don't you have a camera?
I have a camera and I got several of the houses I've shot. And that's the big joke is I have agents that'll ask me, is this tattoo worthy? And it's like, you know what? You think that I put way too much thought into that. I gave my tattoo artist a file of about 70 images and said, pick some stuff out that fits and complements one another. And he, you know, in colors and interiors, exteriors, big houses, things like that.
That's amazing.
I think you should start marketing it. Yeah, have your agents license the images to put on their bodies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you should charge a premium, you know?
I should.
A couple thousand dollars, you get it, you know, for your listing, and you'll get a tattoo of your listing on my body.
There's a whole new podcast there, guys. Well, listen, thank you so much, Mark. I just want to bring up everybody, remember about your Good Guys at Shooting Spaces and doing the Ask the Guys opportunity, where you can go to our website and you can put in a 90-second commercial, or not a commercial, but you can plug your business. You can ask us a question. We'll have a professional that is not us to answer these questions for you, or we'll bring somebody on top in the field to answer something specific. And check out shootingspaces.net, and we've got all our webinars. We've got our new courses, the Brian Berkowitz Shooting Commercial Real Estate Photography and Shooting Residential Real Estate Photography with Rich Baum. These courses are fantastic, and we've had such a great feedback. Great people have been just buying them and loving them, and it's been helping people. So that's the most important thing. And we've got some webinars coming up this year. I'm going to do a great webinar on a big topic that is something that we all can learn from, but it's something that's it's something that we deal with every single day. And you know what? Stay with Shooting Spaces. We'll have great guests on like Mark, and got some people coming up in the future. And just want to thank everybody for hanging out. And anything else that I forgot, Brian?
No, that's it. You said it all. Like you said, webinars, hopefully the springtime. Now is a little hectic, a little busy. But hopefully maybe spring, once things settle down in my life a little, we'll get some webinars and get it rolling, get everything rolling this summer. So,
and awesome. While you're out there driving and doing your listening to Shooting Spaces podcast and driving to Twilight Shoots and whatever you're doing, just make sure to go have a good time and shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.